episode 248, Just What You Need.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy, happy day, ladies. How are you doing? Are you ready for a little dose of inspiration? A dose of, just a pick-me-up? I know that life is crazy because guess what? My life is crazy. And it just seems like it just never stops. It never stops. But today, this moment in time, it's going to stop for you. Why? Because you're here and we are going to have our girl time. It's amazing what we need throughout the day. And it's so much better when we do it together and we can lift each other up. We can pray for each other. We can be there when we're down. We can cheer when we're, when we're just right on the cutting edge of hitting some success, and then we can party to our heart's content when we make it. Doing life together is so much more enjoyable. And feeling like you're part of a family that cares and loves you for who you are and really, just going through it. Because you know what? I'm not perfect. I know you know you're not perfect. And so we're all going to make mistakes, but we all need to support each other. Some of our mistakes, maybe some are worse than others, but that's not really why we're here. We're here to love on each other and to give each other grace and to forgive one another and lift each other up. And today I want to do that for you. I want to lift you up to the highest of heights. And I want to give you something special, something that I really believe that you need today. Just what you need today. Are you ready for it? Guess what? It's a dose of belief. Yep, you need it. I'm hoping I can just give you an injection right now. Start lining up the IVs. Everybody gets a dose of belief. When projects come around and dreams are being had and you've got goals that are in front of you and then life's kind of sort of happening on the side, because sometimes we do that. It's real easy if we're focused on what we're doing that we tend to push the kids, when they run in and say, "Hey, Mom, I want to talk to you." And you're like, "Just one moment." And that one moment ends up being what, 10 minutes later, sometimes an hour and a half, sometimes not till the next day. I am so guilty. And then all of a sudden you take a shower and you have this moment of disbelief. You have this moment of, what the bejeebers am I doing? Why am I even trying this? What was I thinking? Where am I going? I'm not getting anywhere fast. I'm just spinning my wheels. Oh my goodness. And you want to pull your hair out. But then all you do is you find yourself standing in the shower, yes, bare naked. And you're like, now what? And tears begin to fall. And that hope begins to fade. And then you're like, I don't know anymore. I just don't know. You need a dose of belief. God gave you something within your heart, something within your soul, deep within you that sits there and kind of nudges at you. I truly believe that He made each of us on purpose for a purpose, okay? You were fearfully and wonderfully made. He knows absolutely positively every hair on the top of your head, which kind of is mind-boggling when you think about it. Because if I was to count my hairs, I think I lose more on days than I gain on some. And then there are others like, oh, wait, I think that's a new growth. I mean, every time I go to my hairdresser, I'm like, really? Do you see that new growth? I mean, the more whites that come in, because I have no color, so praise the Lord for color. But as I see more white, I'm like, there's the roots. Yes, that means growth. But yet when we're going through life and we begin to doubt ourselves, self-doubt sets in, we begin to question what we're doing. Are we really doing what we should be doing? Is it a dream that I'm supposed to be fulfilling? Is this the walk I'm supposed to be on? Is this the journey that I'm supposed to be taking? Yet then you go to bed and you have the dreams and you're like, gosh, but it won't go away. And then you get up and it's still there. And 2 weeks later, it's still there. And 2 years later, it's still there. And for some of you, 20 years later, it's still there. What is not there is your belief. And I really believe that as moms, that's one of the things we lose. Not only do we lose the love of ourself, meaning we don't love our reflection anymore, we lose that. We lose our identity, but we lose the belief within us. And that comes with losing somewhat of our identity. And that begins to hold us back. We become little jailbirds. We don't even know it. Yet when we're in the shower, we're trying to break out of it, but we really don't know that we're breaking out of jail. And so we're just sitting, or standing. But I don't know. There are times in the shower that I've gone right to the floor on my knees. I'm like, okay, Lord, you got me here. Good thing I had some warm water and I waited to be the last one to take the shower, right? When you have those moments because you really want the hot water to continue. You know, we may laugh about this, but it's so true. Our belief within ourself is what keeps us going. It's that belief that I believe is more earthly than heavenly. Because when you take it to the heavens, it's faith. You take it here on earth, it's belief. So, Henry Ford said this, there is no man living that cannot do more than he thinks he can. I'm going to read that again to you. Henry Ford says this, there is no man living that cannot do more than he thinks he can. So basically what he says there is that if you don't think you can't do it. You can't be that little engine that could. That little engine that says, I'm going to get up this mountain. I think I can. If you say, I don't think I can, you put the, I'm not doing it. I don't think I can. You're not going to do it. There is no man living that cannot do more than he thinks he can. You have to believe. You need the dose of belief. You need to take that and say, hook me up, Christiane, because I've been missing it. I talk about a lot about carrying your belief torch because that's one that goes out so fast. I don't care how big the torch is and how well, grounded the whole flame and whatever you have up there as fuel for it. It can go out in a blink, a millisecond. And then all of a sudden you're like, why? What happened? A dose of belief. We all need it. You need it. You need to be beginning to believe again within you. The spark that God gave you within your heart. It was put there for a reason. I believe that. When you get those nudges, you know, some people say women have intuition. Yeah, I believe women are totally created differently than men. Why? That's how God created us. We're supposed to be that way. That's why we're balanced that way between man and woman. But when you look at that and you say, okay, well, even if you were to take, quote unquote, the intuition card out, okay, we're not going to talk about that. You get that gut feeling. You get those, either some of you would call it nerves or butterflies, just like, oh, it won't go away. And then the thoughts come. God's placing that in within you. You were created on purpose for a purpose. But in order for things to happen, you must carry the dose of belief. You've got to have it within you. And you've got to find a way to continue to carry that torch even when you don't want to. Now, know that there are sometimes circumstances that happen and it slows us down. Sometimes dreams have to be put on the back burner. You know, like we've had kids, like I've had 5 kids and my priorities were different in having them. When I was homeschooling, my priorities were different. Now they're getting older. Guess what? They can cook on their own. My priorities are different. Yes, they still need to eat. But if mommy doesn't get the exact dinner made at the exact time, it's all going to be okay, right? However, when they're younger, if you haven't made it for them, well, then it may not be okay. So in your seasons, in your walk throughout your life, yes, there are going to be circumstances that you have to work within. But what you always need to be carrying with you is a dose of belief. You have to have it with you. The fire ignited by one moment of belief can burn down a forest of doubts. Just that. The fire ignited by one moment of belief can burn down a forest of doubts. It's time you start believing in you. It's really time. It drives me absolutely bonkers and sometimes honestly makes me speechless when people, I'm talking man, woman, child, even if a dog looks at me the wrong way, and I'm like, come on, you can do this. You know, you look at a dog and you're training a dog and you're telling them to sit, but they just keep standing. You're like, hey, dude, you do it all the time. So sit. Again, belief, learning the tricks. You've got to begin to believe within you. And if you have believed, maybe you've lost it a little bit and you need a bigger dose of it. You need to light that spark in you. Because if you're not willing to carry the torch yourself, I can only carry it so long for you. Eventually that fire goes out because you're not willing to accept it. And that torch is passed on to somebody else. The fire ignited by one moment of belief can burn down a forest of doubt. Are you ready to burn those doubts? Are you ready to get rid of them? Aren't you ready to have the dose of belief saying, I can do this? It may be hard, it may be tough, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to start this business, and dag nabbit, I'm going to be successful at it. I am going to become more healthy. I'm going to lose these pounds that are just weighing on my poor knees and hips. I'm going to do it, and it may take 2 years for me to do it, but I'm going to be consistent at it. I'm going to forgive myself when I make up, but I'm not going to make excuses. I am ready, and I have a dose of belief now. That's what you need to carry. And you need to take that torch from me. I want to pass it to you. I want you to carry it proudly. And guess what? If you make a mistake, that's okay. It still can shine brightly. Why? Because you got God on your side. You've got women like me praying for you. We're your biggest cheerleaders. Honestly, I really believe that humankind do not, for the majority, I mean, there's always exceptions, right? We all want to see each other succeed. And here in this family of Create Your Now, I want to see you succeed. I want you to dream. I want you to have belief. I want you to create, and I want you to be successful. I want you to be successful in everything that you do, being a wife, a woman, a mother, a grandmother, an auntie. You can do it. But guess what? It starts with you, babe. It starts with you. So today I want you to take that dose of belief and I want you to go ignite the fire and burn down the forest of doubts. That's where you start. And you say, you know what? Maybe I really don't know where I'm going, but that's okay because whatever I'm doing, I know it's better than where I am. Because each day, it's not about just becoming your best selfie. It's every single moment that you're doing it. You're becoming better than the last time. It's just like when you're sitting there and you're trying to eat healthy. And oh my goodness, instead you have a little bit of candy while you're sitting in church. Or you eat that sugary gum that you really aren't supposed to have. Well, what are you going to do? Why would you beat yourself up over that? It's not worth it. Forgive, move on. The next time, you know, okay, wait, maybe I need to have another alternative. What else can I do when I want something like that? A dose of belief, because I truly 100%, oh my goodness, 200%, that's up to 500% believe in you. And it's time that you stand up and take this belief torch that I have for you. Because you know what? I know you can carry it. And I love you so very much. And all I want is the best for you. But my wanting has to be your desire too. I can't carry it for you all the time. So I want you to take it. I want you to run with it. And I'm going to be here 100% to support you. And I want you to tell me about it. Come to createyournow.com. I want to hear from you because I do love you. All right? I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Go take your belief and carry it high to the mountaintops. And you know what? When you're in the valleys, let your light shine even bright there. A dose of belief. That is what you'll carry today. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.